listening to The Wib Wake Up Show. What tune was that?
That was Walk With Jesus by... I just got rid of it here. Consumed by fire.
That's all right.
We're running.
We're running, and running this early in the morning can be a little dangerous. We're heading to the best 5 minutes of the day, but we are not Mark Halverson and Jason Kanz. We are Dawson Halverson and Sam Aberley, and we're doing our best to hold together the Wib Wake Up Show this morning.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
So, if you want to play that instrumental... Yeah, there we go. That's the classic. The Wib Wake Up Show listeners know it well. Taking a look at Jason Kahn's book, what's it called? Letters to the Beloved. Going to take a passage out of that this morning as it relates to Mark 16, verse 14 through 20. Those verses go, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he'd risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat on the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs and accompanied it. That accompanied it. Almost made it to the end there without stumbling. What does Jason have to say on the matter?
Jason says, as I'm looking at this, we might have gotten the passage wrong.
Oh, no.
That is okay. We're going to roll with this. Jason says, my son's fame has spread beyond the boundaries of Galilee. Even King Herod heard about him. One of the rumors Herod heard was that it was not Jesus, but his cousin John come back to life. Another was that Jesus was one of my prophets, perhaps Elijah. Herod feared it was John because he had signed his death warrant. John had confronted Herod for marrying his brother's wife, Herodias, which made her angry. She hated John so much she wanted him dead, but Herod had protected John because he was a holy man. Even though Herod felt the sting of John's confrontation, he still wanted to hear from him. Yeah, that was totally not the passage.
Well, listen, all influential, all comes from Scripture.
And yeah, all Scripture is God-breathed.
There we go.
It's good.
Yeah. Maybe the second best 5 minutes of the day. We can work our way up to the best title.
We'll get there.
Your birthdays for November 24th. We are taking a look at those folks from throughout the years who are celebrating a little bit of a different, I don't know if a birthday is a holiday, come out of Thanksgiving. Your Black Friday birthdays kick off with former Beatles drummer Pete Best turning 82 this year.
We have Benny Connolly. I think I'm saying that
Billy.
Right. Billy Connolly, actor, comedian, is 81 years old today.
Dwight Schultz from Star Trek Voyager played Howling Mad Murdoch on the A-Team, turning 76.
We've got Lola, last name.
Oh, man.
Glaudini.
There you go.
Glaudini, sure. From Criminal Minds is 52 today.
Stephen Merchant, comedian, actor, turning 49.
Colin Hanks from Life in Pieces and Roswell is 46.
Catherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy and Roswell is 45 years old.
Sarah Hyland from Modern Family is 33.
And finally, Peyton Meyer from Girl Meets World and Dog with a Blog turning 25.
This might just be my lack of exposure. Sure. But I don't know who any of those people are.
I know who some of them are, but hey. Who are they? They're people with birthdays today.
That's right.
That's why we're shouting them out.
That's all we need. That's all we need.
That's all you need. Taking a peek over at 365 Promises, what's the promise for the day?
The promise of the day today, this Friday, November 24th, comes from Hosea 6:3, and it is, I will come to you as certainly as the sun rises and spring rains fall, and the verse with that is, let us acknowledge Yahweh, let us press on to know Yahweh. As surely as the sun rises, Yahweh will appear. He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain that waters the earth.
You're tuned in to the Wib Wake Up Show. As promised, a little bit of news, and it comes from the fast food world. We've got some good news and some bad news, perhaps fitting, coming out of Thanksgiving to talk about food. Hopefully you didn't have to settle for fast food for your Thanksgiving. But hey, if that's your tradition, more power to you. Sam, what do you think? We've got good news and bad news.
We do have good news and bad news.
What are we feeling?
And I would say just, you know, I always save best for last.
Oh.
I say bad news first.
All right, let's get it out of the way. A woman was charged over $7,000 for her Subway sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A woman in Atlanta was shocked to discover that she was charged over $7,000 for a Subway Italian sub on her credit card bill.
Vera Connor had ordered her regular number 4 from the Subway and expected to be charged around $7.54. Instead, she was billed $7,112.98.
Connor believes that while trying to enter her phone number to collect her rewards points, the screen changed to tip, and she accidentally entered the large amount.
She reached out to the Subway store manager and her credit card company, but has been unsuccessful in getting the charge reversed.
Bank of America, her credit card issuer, has contacted both the Subway franchise and its corporate offices.
Subway responded by saying they were aware of the dispute and the chargeback was in progress. Yikes.
The temptation to keep that tip.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be very real.
I know. I can imagine. And the generosity you just imagined was being displayed for you as this fast food worker just trying your best. $7,000, how generous. Not quite. You hear these, like, super expensive stories about food where it's just like, oh, you can buy this gold-plated hamburger for however much money. And part of me wonders, like, if you genuinely spent, like, $100 on a hamburger or something, on some kind of food, and you ate it and you're like, that's worth it. Like, that's way too much money to spend on food. But can you imagine spending, like, triple digits on food and it somehow being worth that much money? Like, how good that would have to be?
I feel like it would also depend on what that money amount is to you.
True.
You know, because
that's like, a great point.
To some people, $7,000 is just pennies.
Somehow.
I am not one of those people.
Somehow that is pennies to some. And hey, if that's you, stop by your local Subway and show some love.
Give them a generous tip.
Give them a generous tip. Heading back to the tunes here on... but also keep in mind, we've still got that good news for later on in the Whip Wake Up Show, but now we head towards the top of the hour and back to the best in contemporary Christian music. All right, folks, if you tuned in at 6:45, I believe it was, we told you we had good news and bad news coming out of the world of fast food. The bad news, a woman was charged over $7,000 for her Subway sandwich. Turns out it was due to what was believed to be a tip that she didn't realize she was entering. But good news coming your way as well, and that is due to a fast food worker saving a man's life in a Wendy's parking lot.
A fast food worker in Lexington, Kentucky, became a hero when she performed CPR on a man in a Wendy's parking lot.
Alexandria Cowherd, called 911 and reported that he was unresponsive and not breathing.
Cowherd, who is CPR trained, immediately started chest compressions and was eventually able to revive him. Emergency crews arrived and took the man to the hospital.
Coward is 22 and working at Wendy's while studying to become a certified nursing assistant. After helping the man, Coward returned to work at the restaurant.
According to a study by Harvard Health Publishing, 65% of Americans have received CPR training at some point, but only 18% are up to date on their training. Interesting
stuff. A reminder why it's important to tip your fast food workers. For all you know, they could save your life.
That's right. And you could tip them $7,000.
You could tip them $7,000, as we emphasized before. If that's pocket change to you, and front lines of customer service work, those folks who are, I mean, you know, spending time, a lot of first jobs, for whatever reason, that you find yourself on the front lines of the fast food situation, you know, you have my respect.
That's true. Yeah. And if you, uh, if you do, you know, just tip that person who saved your life, that might even be cheaper than your average hospital bill, too.
And oh,
that, you know,
that's a good point.
That actually works quite well.
Yeah. No, it saves you money in the long run, if anything.
That's right.
Yeah. I can only imagine after the fact, the expectation of the tip having a life debt to that person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, what would that be? I wonder.
not a question I hope I have to answer soon.
Indeed. We are Sam Averly and Dawson Halverson for the WIB Wake Up Show here this Friday morning. Day after Thanksgiving, you can probably tell, but Christian music is right at about 50% here. We're starting to pull out some of those tunes, and that makes me happy. I've always waited till the day after Thanksgiving mm-hmm. for the Christmas music.
Perfect
to come.
Time.
Decorations to go up.
Oh yeah,
etc. So I'm very happy. I could use some white outside. I think I'm ready for it.
I think I'm prepared at this point as well.
Yeah,
just don't want it to overstay its welcome.
Right, exactly. Yeah. As it always does. But
it always does.
We're rugged Wisconsinites, so it's okay.
We'll make it through.
That's right.
Today is November 24th, recognized widely as Black Friday. But that's not all today is. There's a wide range of special events today, and we're going to share them with you.
One of the other special events for today is it is Brownie Locks Day, which apparently is another way of saying brunette.
Brunette. I prefer brunette, I think.
Me too. Brownie Locks just makes me think of dessert.
Yeah, true. I mean, you could celebrate it with dessert if you
true.
Like. Today is, ironically, today is Buy Nothing Day. Maybe some people are celebrating that one.
I highly doubt it. I saw that next to Black Friday, and I says, what? Interesting.
And they're trying to counteract that consumerism.
What would we be boycotting Black Friday?
Right, presumably.
That would be so interesting.
They're coming to blows. two holidays facing off.
Today is also Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day.
That's sweet.
Well, here I am.
Ah. a little look at American history. Today is D.B. Cooper Day.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, well, it's an interesting story about a man who, he, like, held people hostage on an airplane.
Oh, no kidding.
And then he said he had a bomb, and then he, like, got this parachute, and they paid him the money. He jumped out of the plane with a parachute.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
It's a wild story.
I guess I know who D.B. Cooper is.
Yeah, well, now you do.
Today is also Fur Free Friday.
Fur Free.
What does that mean?
I can only assume it's like furs incorporated in some clothing, and it's like a show of support against putting fur in your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we wear fur-free clothes in this household.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe. That's my guess. Maize Day, not like the one you can get lost in, but the corn kind.
I was going to say, that's what I thought that word was.
Yeah.
Today is the day of listening.
A day of listening.
It's a good day for me.
It is flossing day. I think that should probably be every day.
Probably.
That's what my dentist tells me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Today is, this is one of my favorites.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is every day for me. This is leftovers day.
Today is absolutely leftovers day.
That makes sense. Day after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Big time. It is Native Americans Day.
It is also.
I don't know about this one.
Use even if the seal is broken day.
WIB listeners, I'm going to caution you against celebrating use even if the seal is broken day. Maybe pass
I
on
find it hilarious that right below it says sardines day. What are we going to commit to sardines day
even
if the seal is broken?
Yeah, no. I'm going to pass on both of those, honestly. Well, Chippewa Valley, Thanksgiving has come and gone once again. And you may be thinking to yourself, what am I going to do with all these leftovers? Well, we've got a couple suggestions.
One thing you can do with those Thanksgiving leftovers, you can mix...
Oh, dear.
You can mix some Elmer's glue into the mashed potatoes and use as spackle.
Mmm.
Isn't spackle what you use to, like...
Hold bricks?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
You can stick broccoli and celery sticks into potting soil and display as rare and exotic bonsai.
I mean... If you only eat broccoli and celery sticks once a year, it would be rare and exotic. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can whittle turkey ribs into reusable toothpicks.
Useful. You can freeze in little bags and save for Halloween handouts next year. Certainly be the talk of your block.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. I don't know. Would you still hand it out frozen?
No, I'd assume it. No. Yeah. Hold up. Because then they could warm it up at their own house.
Then you could have, well, I was thinking, then you could have chewable, like Thanksgiving candy.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, maybe you like this next one.
Yeah, maybe you could just go for a long walk in a forest and drop little bits of leftovers as you go.
Hansel and Gretel style.
There you go. Yeah. I feel like you might attract some unwelcome followers, though.
That's true.
Depending on
which
forest you're walking in, it might not be completely safe.
Some suggestions. Or you could just eat them.
You could just eat your leftovers.
You know, that is the natural assumption of what to do, but maybe you've got too many, and you could use one of these suggestions. We're happy if we helped you.
That's right. And it was our idea. So.
I mean, you can credit us if you want, but honestly, these ideas aren't so great. So you can honestly, you don't have to credit us.
That's right. That's right. Save on some grocery bills and just eat the leftovers.
Yeah, probably just eat them. Folks, you lead busy lives, extra busy with the holidays going on. So we've taken the time to aggregate some of the news stories going on at the moment so you can stay in the loop. This is Headlines.
Amazon will start selling Hyundai vehicles on its website.
Good luck fitting that in your recycling bin.
It'll be a tight fit.
Researchers say eating a handful of nuts each day is really good for you.
So it's settled. I'm switching to peanut M&Ms.
The healthy choice.
Indeed. According to a study, men have larger noses than women because men need to take in more oxygen in order to build bigger muscles.
Well, you'd think those big noses would actually be able to tell when they need to change their sheets.
One would imagine.
According to a study, 31% of Americans are highly tech savvy.
Which means that 69% of Americans still have 12-12-12 flashing on their coffee pots.
They could use a little help.
Indeed. Days after an Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen threatened to fight a witness during a Senate hearing, we've learned that he once walked up and down the aisle of a bus, sticking his finger up the noses of sleeping legislators.
Our senators, proving politics is just a bunch of middle schoolers with more wrinkles.
Nothing we didn't already know.
Researchers say our brains boot up when we wake up in the morning.
Which explains why I have a hard time getting out of bed. My brain is booting up with a version of Windows XP.
Gotta love the classics.
That's right. And finally, a marathon runner from Scotland has been disqualified after admitting to using a car to travel 2.5 miles of the race.
On the bright side, she set a new world record for parallel parking mid-race.
This could be the beginning of a new sport. NASCAR meets cross-country.
And now you're all caught up. That's our take on headlines. I think we made it through pretty unscathed.
I think so, too. Those were so interesting.
They're fascinating. Yeah, good to have the knowledge. I don't know. Maybe a couple of those may lose what faith I had in humanity. But hey, a WIV wake-up show classic to close out our time guest hosting your morning show on 103.7 FM.